I gotta tell you, Pastor Henderson, I've never heard teaching like yours before.
Well, thank you. But you won't stay for the teaching. You'll keep coming back if you're being transformed, if you're coming closer to Jesus.
Yeah, well, I loved how you said, what was it? You held up the Bible and you said, if I tell you something that differs from this book, then believe the book.
Very good. You were listening. So tell me a bit about you two. Have you been going to church for a long time? What's been your journey with faith?
I came to know Jesus when I was in nursing school, actually.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, I was so excited to find your church here in our new town.
And what about you, George? Do you have a relationship with God?
No. And I'm not all that worried about it.
All right, then. I'll just go now.
George?
No. I just mean, I don't know. I'm fine. How things are now. I go to church, and I don't mind that. My mom made sure I knew about God growing up.
That's good. But I do think there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing God.
Sure. What would you say is the difference?
We begin a relationship with God when we receive the great gift of His love and commit to following Him.
And so, how would one do that?
Well, it begins by just admitting that you're a sinner, like we all are. But you believe that Jesus died to save us from those sins, and you choose to follow Him and live for Him for the rest of your life.
Huh. Well, that's good to know. You know, for people who are ready to take that step.
People like me. Later that night in my living room, I repented of my sinful life and trusted Jesus to save me. It remains the best decision I have ever made.